Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And we have special guests. A little bit. My wife, Carissa, is just kind of sitting there, smiling, playing with her hair. Trying not to say anything because, well,
She's not a host.
She's just so cute. And we have Emmanuel. It's a little six-month-old bundle of joy.
Say hi,
Emma. Say hi.
Hi.
That was crazy.
All right.
Okay, look, you're
getting a little out of hand here.
What, I say you have ladies' legs and...
I know, we talk about my lady legs.
Your lovely lady legs.
And apparently I get my period every now and again. Which I did not know. I was unaware of that.
We didn't say that, ladies. We apologize. We don't mean to offend. Often.
Look, if you're going to say something, actually say it. Don't just mouth it to me. Yeah.
I have no idea what is going on. The show is off to a riveting...
Oh, yeah.
Riveting start.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
So, you went to see the Lego Movie.
Yeah. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome?
When you're part of a team.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I know, you don't get the references, which makes it so much more fun.
Okay, alright.
It was... I mean, the theme song throughout the movie is called Everything is Awesome.
Okay.
So, if you hear references to things being awesome about the Lego Movie, it would be from that. It was definitely everything it was cracked up to be. I saw a lot of the other dad bloggers were talking about it Friday and yesterday about that they took their kids to see it. And the one thing, I forget who was it, said it there, like, just be ready, there's a unexpected father-son moment that's gonna it's gonna kick you right in the feels.
Right in the feel goods.
All the feels. It was all the feels. And I don't have a son, but man. I got all the feels.
Yeah.
I will just say that.
It was sentimental.
It was a really, really great movie.
So I got the sense from the trailer, and just from hearing about it, that it's kind of not so much geared toward kids in the way that most kid things are these days, but more like SpongeBob, where there's kind of hidden innuendos and stuff like that.
Yeah. I saw, I don't remember, Chris Pratt, who plays Emmett, and also of Parks and Rec fame. He's doing his media tour to promote the movie, and he was saying how there's lots of stuff for kids to laugh, but then it's also got the, you know, jokes that go over the kids' head,
right,
for the parents, and there were a ton of those. lots of cameos, lots of, you know, awesome one-liners.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I heard Will Ferrell at one point.
Will Ferrell's in the entire thing.
The entire...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Will Ferrell's in the entire thing.
Is it like an Elf repeat?
No. No, it's not.
He's being jolly all the time?
No. Will Ferrell is actually the Mr. or Lord Business.
Lord Business.
And then he is also President Business.
Okay.
Does he use
a deeper voice for when he switches characters?
He changes his clothes. But he is, in both roles, he's the bad guy in the movie.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff, you know, like I said, that goes up over the kids' heads. Ton of cameos. Will Arnett is the voice of Batman.
Nice.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is doing his Morgan Freeman-ness in it. I highly recommend it, you know, for anyone with kids. Yeah. Even if you don't have kids and you play with Legos,
yeah,
go to see it.
I'm a huge Lego fan.
Even if you didn't play with Legos, go and see it.
Yeah.
And for the record, every time I'm saying Legos, I'm making a circle with an R in it for registered trademark.
Yes.
Because...
It's kind of like the whole big game / well, we can say it now, right? We can say the actual
the
name.
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
Super and Bowlin. Or
yes.
Yeah.
The big match.
The big.
Yeah.
I think we can say it now.
I know when, I think it was Lego or their PR firm or whoever was sending out, you know, press releases if you're going to review the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Anytime you called it Lego movie, you had to use, after Lego, the registered trademark symbol. Like, that's part of it, evidently.
Like, even if you were, even if you're doing a podcast like this or something like that, I have to say, hey, I went and saw yada yada trademark 2014 every time? Or
I just know that you just had to do the circle with the R for registered trademark at the end of Lego.
Right.
So, you know, seeing as it's in our title, we may have to adjust it.
Although, we did not put the word movie after it.
Well, it was, I believe, after Lego, you put registered trademark.
Okay. Maybe we can... Do you know how to do that? Because I don't know.
But I have no idea.
Okay.
It's called copy and paste the image.
Right.
Anyway, we took... It was me and Sophia. This was her second movie-going experience.
Yeah.
Her cousin Natalie and Natalie's dad, Mark. And Sophia and Natalie saw Frozen together with the moms, to which they were very well behaved, and you know, no complaints. They were awesome. Just sat there enthralled and loved it. They were not that this time. I don't know if it was, you know, the time that we went and saw at 11:30.
Yeah,
you know, if they were. I can't say they were hungry. They were house and popcorn. So, you know, that's tough. Also, I kept waiting for Sophia to say, I have to pee.
Yeah.
Or she says it before she's going, I'm peeing. Which, she's not actually going. She's just telling, that's her way of saying she needs to go. So, you know, we're making it through, it's getting through the entire movie. We're getting up right up to the end. And then with 3 minutes left, I'm peeing. Are you kidding me?
Ew.
So it was, let's run to the bathroom. And it's always fun taking a, you know, a little girl into the men's room while the men at the urinals just, like, stare, like, yeah, sorry, you know,
hey.
My wife's not with me, so guess what, I'm taking the girl into the men's room.
Yeah, man, it's just the way it is.
So we walk out of the bathroom, and there's everyone filing out of the theater. Missed the last 3 minutes, which apparently were very good. So I'll just have to...
Is that when that sentimental moment is?
No, I saw it. It was earlier.
Okay.
So I got all the feels.
That's good. That's good. I wouldn't want you to miss any of the feels.
No.
I'm pretty glad I'm not part of the whole Frozen demographic right now, since Emma's only 6 months.
Ben, just let it go.
Look.
Let it go. Let it go.
Is that a song?
Yes. It's stuck in my head.
I see all the guys on the Dead Bloggers group on Facebook, and like, you're talking about it all the time, and people at work talking about it all the time. It's like, even some of the guys at work, like some of the manliest guys I've ever seen in my life, are singing these songs, like, just while they're stacking boxes on pallets and stuff like that.
All right, well, that's just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like singing, you know... The Circle of Life.
Right. We did actually start to sing A Whole New World the other day. One guy started whistling it, and then pretty much simultaneously, myself and two other of the guys started, yeah, A Whole New World, you know.
And this is all dudes.
This is all dudes. Yeah, most of them do have kids.
What I would like to know, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know...
Right.
...is why didn't anybody get this on video?
Well, first of all, it's a very teeming place of business. It's not like we have time to play on our phones all day.
But
like, know, some people.
Not like me. I don't have time to do that.
Who, allegedly, we won't go there.
No. I do nothing but my job at work.
Yeah. Well, I know you do.
I'm...
But apparently some people are doubtful. Which sucks.
Well, you know, life is life, work is work. It's what it is, what it is. So, moving on.
Right.
I still would like to see a video of you guys all singing A Whole New World.
It would probably end up being like that, what was that video? I think it was by Puma or Adidas or somebody, on Valentine's Day, like 6 years ago, where they got a whole bunch of, super manly soccer hooligans in England in a bar, and they all start singing, some romantic song from, like, The Verve or some band like that.
That's all. Was it Bittersweet Symphony?
No, it was not. Maybe it wasn't The Verve. Maybe it was, what's the band that did Clocks?
I don't know.
Jeez. They're, like, huge now.
Clocks?
Okay, they're, Yellow? There's a song Yellow?
Coldplay?
Coldplay, yeah. They were singing, I think they were singing, like, a Coldplay song.
Oh.
But it would probably, if you know what video I'm talking about, it would probably end up like that.
I do not. Yeah. I do remember seeing, around the time that, the Movember Dad's Rap, which you were a part of in your
a little bit
pink robe and mustache twirling.
Damn Skippy.
There was another video that I think it was Tommy Ryle shared of the of a bunch of firemen, I believe it was, singing. I think it was something from Little Mermaid.
Okay.
I've
not seen that in a long time.
The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Wow, that is...
That is...
speaking of Tommy Riles and Life of Dad currently on there... gonna borrow this and we'll share it on our page. They have a commercial or an ad for... I guess there's a new Chucky movie coming out?
Yes, there is.
Which I didn't know. And there's some people... sitting at a bus station, and there's a Chucky poster, and there is a little Chucky inside the poster who breaks through and chases them down the street.
And people are throwing handbags at him and everything. I don't know if it's a midget or a kid.
I don't know, but it's...
But it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm sharing this.
Yeah, that is awesome.
On the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast Facebook page.
Oh, it's from Paris Hilton.
Okay. You can find our Facebook page, obviously, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
That's where we be.
That's where we is.
That's who we are. I forget what we were...
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I have no idea. When videos just pop up on Facebook, it just completely... Just
destroys...
Yeah.
But anyway.
We shouldn't look at Facebook while we're recording. We completely forget what we're talking about.
True, true. Speaking of Frozen. Wait, what were you going to say?
This week?
Yeah.
The blackout?
Week. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, speaking of Frozen, another week has come and gone of crazy, crazy snow
and
crazy snow stories. And we actually lost power the other day.
See, but
it finally happened.
We were lucky.
Yeah.
In that many people lost power on Wednesday.
True.
When the storm hit. Tuesday night, right?
Tuesday night, yeah. Tuesday lots night of people lost it overnight.
Tuesday and Wednesday, people lost power. And a lot of people were being told that they'd get power back Friday night at 11. And other people weren't going to get it back until tonight. It's currently... Sunday at 9:19 in the p.m.
right,
Eastern Standard Time. And yeah, so you know that's a good 5 days with no power, and it's been really cold.
Yeah,
and just wicked. So people have been without power for a couple days. We think we're good and in the clear.
We thought.
And then anyway. Thursday night at 6:20 happened. And zap, out goes the power.
Mm-hmm. While I was changing Emma, by the way, Although, I was lucky enough in that situation to be in the middle of putting the new diaper on.
Oh, that's a plus.
So she was already cleaned up and everything, but yeah, I had to fumble around for our fancy new flashlight that we got for Christmas, actually, from Costco, which is awesome, because you can charge it either... It's got a little solar panel thing on it.
Nice.
Or you can wind it up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch. We had been home all day because the Y, I don't know if this was the case for you guys or not, the Y was closed for 2 days.
Really?
With no power.
Wow. I think we got lucky. We got a 2-hour delay, but they held on to power.
Oh, yeah. They were out of power. I think they lost it around 9 or 10 Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it back until 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. So we had no daycare. So we, just judging solely by how the roads were and how traffic had been already earlier in the week.
Yeah.
We were both, you know what? We'll, you know, take the day off. Well, yeah, we both took the day off, so.
Yeah.
Thank God, man. But, so, Sarah's sitting in the car Thursday night, charging up her phone.
Yeah.
And Maddie, you said you were busy changing. Maddie had just had a massive, massive blowout.
Man.
So, like, my phone was practically dead.
Yeah.
So I have the flashlight, like, wedged in the couch, and I'm trying to, you know, maneuver it. And so I'm, like, texting Sarah to come in.
Yeah.
And I guess her mom had called, so she didn't see my text to come in. So I walk outside with the dirty diaper. And I see you and Carissa loading up the car.
Yeah.
Heading for the hills.
Boyertown. I guess that counts.
Them's the hills.
Yeah.
So you guys obviously stayed...
Yeah, we stayed overnight. We packed as if it was going to be a couple of days, because obviously we didn't know.
Yeah.
And everybody else, you know, that had lost power earlier in the week, they were expecting, you know, a couple of days before it went back up. So,
yes.
But that ended up kind of like another one of those, I like to call it military operation style pack and go. Yeah. I started pulling out bags and just filling them with, like, with diapers and medical stuff and bottles and empty bottles and
depends.
Just everything food related to to the baby and everything. Yeah. So that was cool. I mean we were gonna go over to her parents' place anyway. So we were gonna watch the
Olympics.
Yeah, we watched some of the qualifying stuff, which was cool. But yeah, like, I got done putting clothes back on Emma, and I texted Carissa because she was already on her way to her parents' place, so I was going to meet her there.
Oh, when the power went out?
Yeah, but I texted her, I was like, hey, power's out. Don't open the fridge. You should probably come here first.
Yeah.
Help me get all this stuff together, you know. But, well, she called me, she was like, turning around, coming your way.
Man. We called Pico to see, you know, what, you know, people had reported the outage, which they had, because pretty much all of Pottstown was out.
Yeah.
And they said the estimate was for 11 o'clock that night. So we figured, okay, it's 11 o'clock, you know, it's, at that point it was 7:30.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we can hang in until 11 o'clock, we'll be fine.
Yeah, just, like, bundle up a little bit. Yeah.
You know, try to put the girls to sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go to bed and hopefully it comes back on. It didn't. It was a cold night. Maddie was very fussy and it was just tough trying to get her to bed.
Yeah.
Sophia actually passed out on Sarah on the couch. When I, shortly after the power went out, I was like, well, we're going to need to sit in the car to get our phones charged and, you know, gonna have to have the car on, so I was like, let me run out to see what gas station has power, so I can put gas in the car. So, you know, I go down the street, and the one down the road from here, closed, you know, lights are out, and I'm just driving through. I go up 100 up to where the Giant is at Shoemaker, All Bats Without Power.
Really? Was
it? All, like, the Lones, or Longhorn, AT&T, Michaels, all those were without power.
That's crazy.
So, I started thinking, like, I don't know where I'm going to go. So, Sarah actually called the Wawa in town on High Street near the hospital, and they were open. They had power. So, that side of town was fine. But it was just driving through at night. A town with no lights on is extremely eerie and really, really creepy.
Dude, it was really creepy. Where I work, so for those of you who don't know, I work in a warehouse. And what's interesting about our warehouse is that it's almost like one huge room within a building.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not the building, it's the actual warehouse. There's the building, and there's some little offices and stuff like that, like, kind of around it. And then within that is the warehouse.
Okay.
Well, we have no windows in the warehouse then. No, nothing, no connection to the outside world at all. No natural light. So when the lights went out the other morning, it was just pitch black all of a sudden. Everybody's diving for their cell phones. I hear voices from down far at the end of the other end of the warehouse, like, hey, what the hell just happened? That was creepy as shit, man.
Yeah. But see, we, you know, we woke up. It was a very cold night. Sarah and I did not sleep very well because we're worried about, you know, the girls being warm enough.
Yeah.
Maddie slept with a hat and gloves on.
It must have been cute though.
Yeah, it was funny. Sophia, of course, as she always does, came in our room, got in bed with us.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, I was okay with. You know, the three of us huddled in there.
Right.
You know, it kept us warmer, and it was, you know, we could keep track of her right there.
Yeah.
Which was a good thing. But, you know, we, the next day, you know, we get up, we had to go to work. Pack bags for all of us. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do for the night. What we were going to do with the dog, with Dubsy, who we left at home on Friday. We went to work in a cold, you know, powerless house.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Sarah's dad swung by the house, and we actually put the outside light on, left it on for, you know, if we got home or if he came over and saw the light was on, he would know that we had power. So he came over like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and saw the light on, our power was back.
That's cool.
Which was awesome. So it was just, you know, trying to figure out what to do and where to go was tough. Because for a while, Sarah's sister didn't have power.
Yeah.
Her parents lost power. My sister didn't have power. My mom didn't have power.
Wow.
So it was like, where are we going to go? While Sarah was sitting out in the car Thursday night, she was calling all the hotels, like, here, Roseford, Phoenixville, Limerick, all booked.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, the entire area, no one had power, so there's so many people staying in hotels.
Almost all of Montgomery County.
Yeah. All of Chester County was worse.
Yeah.
But Sarah, I asked her, we were coming home yesterday, I said, did you call Quality Inn, which is the one right up on King Street there?
Mm-hmm.
And
which is not quality, by the way.
No, the place is terrible. We don't want to do business with you.
No.
That's actually where I, when I was going to get gas, I saw a ton of the, is it Asplund? Asplunda?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Asplund?
Yeah, the tree.
Tree removal guys.
Yeah. I saw a ton of their trucks pulling out of there.
Yeah.
But she said, yeah, I completely forgot about calling them. And they looked completely empty, so probably could have stayed there in retrospect, but...
But then bed bugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the herp.
Oh, yeah, all that.
This is never good.
No. But the thing with, you know, the ice on top of snow...
Yeah.
You know, with everyone losing power, trees and tree limbs falling, and branches everywhere, and power lines down...
Yeah.
...is... Every road is closed.
Mm-hmm.
on Tuesday when I went to work, before the ice even came.
Mm-hmm.
After, I don't know, what did we get, like eight inches of snow on Monday?
Yeah.
Somewhere like that?
So 7 or 8, yeah.
Yeah. It took me 3 hours to get to work.
Well, you were down in Westchester.
Yeah, and I had to go to Phoenixville to drop Sophia off at the Y. That's, and I mean, had I gone my way where I don't have to go down and drop her off,
yeah,
I probably would have been fine. But I don't understand how most of the roads weren't plowed. The snow stopped by 3 o'clock on Monday. So how snow removal hadn't happened, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And they knew it was, the storm was coming. I don't know how they weren't, how people weren't prepared.
Yeah.
But it was like every road I went to closed, closed, closed.
Wow.
You know, stopped traffic. So yeah, it took me just about 3 hours to get to work. And then on Friday, driving in with, I mean, Sarah and I had one car on Friday. Well, I was an hour late for work. It took us about 2 hours on Friday. It's just because, like, different roads closed, and coming from Phoenixville, from where daycare is, there's literally 3 roads you can take to get down to, like, Great Valley into Westchester.
Yeah.
And it's, there's White Horse Road, there's 29, and there's Charlestown Road. 29, closed. White Horse, terrible. Charlestown, closed. What are you supposed to do when the only 3 roads to get there are closed?
You have to buy a tank.
Yeah.
And or just buy something on treads.
But there's no, like, at the main intersections where they should at least put signs.
Yeah.
It's like you get halfway down the road and you see it's closed, you have to turn around, come back, and then you get stuck in all the traffic there.
Yeah.
So it was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
The week's just been terrible, and apparently there's like 1 foot of snow coming later this week. It's snowing right now.
I think my main concern really was in the event that it was an actual like emergency.
Yeah.
Everywhere that we could possibly go was out of power and stuff like that. I don't even know where the, like, I guess emergency,
like, shelters
are. I know they were using the high school at one point.
Where was it at? But, there was a shelter finder app.
Oh, was there?
That I saw on the news.
Wait, I know when, puts, you know, down, but
yeah,
that's only if you can get there.
No, we wouldn't be able to get up there. There were some on the other side of Montgomery County from where we were at.
Yeah.
I think the closest one for us would have been Lyonville, down in town. They're using Lyonville Middle School as a shelter. But still, trying to make that trek would have been difficult.
That's something always. There's a Poppin' Bottles top tip right there. Always know the fastest way to quick shelters and emergency services, just in case.
The best route. Know the alternate routes.
Oh yeah.
Know where the shelters are.
Yes.
They don't. Granted, they don't always, you know, tell you before something happens that there's going to be a shelter here.
Yeah.
But there are ways to find that information out.
Oh yeah.
You know,
even if it, you know, in extreme cases when FEMA or the American Red Cross is around, when they pop into town, they'll usually send it out across every possible wavelength that people can get.
So. Yeah, you can find the information.
So always keep an eye on that.
Yes. Let's get on a later note after this.
Yeah.
Deep freeze.
Depressing talk about snow and nastiness.
Well, you know, it's what we lived through this week. I'd be interested to hear those of you who live in the Philadelphia region.
Philly Dads Group, talking to you.
Yes. Those of you who were without power for days, you know, what those experiences were like for you guys. You know, what you did with the kids who were, for many of you, obviously schools are closed, daycares are closed. You know, you're stuck in a house with no power for days with kids with cabin fever.
Yeah.
You know, what did you do to, you know, survive?
Yeah.
I guess.
And feel free to share horror stories, too.
Yeah. We
vent. Like,
yeah, you can
use us. Use us as your venting tool.
Yeah, because we are your tools. Wait, that didn't sound.
Wait, no.
I mean, okay. What I meant to say is we're tools. No,
because I don't say bro that often.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm just going to go back. Can we edit that out?
We can edit that.
Oh, we don't edit our show. Never mind.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Never mind. Scratch that. Anyway, we're your sounding board, basically.
Yeah.
We're your voices, kind of. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Even know what you're talking about either.
Dude, don't even. Nope. Don't even worry about
it. I was going to be over here. I'm going to have some more beer.
We don't drink a podcast.
No.
Of course we do. look at our name.
Mm-hmm. Popping bottles.
Yes.
Double meaning.
Exactly.
Booyah.
Speaking of popping bottles, but not at all. we have both recently... started on the fun journey of feeding our 5-ish month old babies real food.
Yeah.
Maddie was gnawing on some hot wings earlier tonight.
Jesus.
That's probably why she had a massive blowout.
Probably.
Before I came over here. I'm kidding. you know, there is a methodology. I forget what it's called. Baby-led weaning?
What?
No.
Baby-led weaning?
It's baby-led something, but it's basically you let... that you just give your kids basically whatever.
Okay.
And let them try a ton... like, not baby food, like... Give them a chicken wing.
A little thing of mac and cheese and...
Yeah, basically it's, you know, let them...
A little chunk off your burger and stuff like that.
Yeah. There are some, like, I've seen where it's extreme, where there's, like, a six-month-old baby gnawing on a turkey leg.
Jesus.
And I'm like, how is that possible?
I have to tell you, I'd be more comfortable with that as far as her getting any source of meat than the frickin' jars of Gerber pureed meat stuff. It just doesn't look okay. I mean, I understand it's just...
delicious?
It is literally just pureed meat with water in it.
Oh, yeah.
I get that. But just looking at it and smelling it and... It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. I know that I'm going to have to do this again. Did it with Sophia.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to a point where you're going to have to do this.
Okay.
And every parent, I'm sure, has done this at one point or another.
Okay.
When you're feeding your baby and they just refuse the food when they're like, no, mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't like it.
It'll get there.
And you but look, home.
Hold it, smile.
Daddy likes it while you want to just vomit what you just put in your mouth.
But she seems at this point, I think we figured out what she does when she doesn't like something, which we experienced with green beans when we tried it for the first time the other day. I think it was the second time the other day. She'll cry throughout the entire thing, but every once in a while she'll stop and open her mouth, you know, to receive it like she usually does.
Right.
And so we'll get it in there, we'll spoon it to her, and she'll... she'll swallow it, and then it's either right to the thumb, or she'll just look at you. So I think that's the sign for when she doesn't like anything. But all we're certain of right now is that she likes peas, and she loves squash.
Okay.
We started her off on squash, and she thought it was the most like amazing thing ever.
See,
squash like a breeze.
Squash, I found is squash and sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Were at least with Sophia, she loved those. Like, those were... it's like, she wasn't going to eat the other stuff. Squash and sweet potatoes for the win.
Nice.
So I think those are ones that are pretty popular amongst the babies.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that they talk about it amongst themselves.
Probably.
You know, that type thing. We do some food. You know, she likes bananas.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes. Yeah. I don't know if we've done squash or green beans. Green beans, I don't know why. Maybe it's just the color.
Right.
They're the messiest of the baby foods that I've ever come across.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just...
I'd have to agree with
that. Maybe it's just that dark green that just stains.
The dark green that clashes with the bib.
It could be that, but it just... It's the messiest of of all of them.
And I let messes happen. I'm not one of those parents who tries to keep it as neat as possible.
Okay.
As long as most of it ends up in her belly,
yeah,
it's cool. But like usually, like the side of her mouth and like up towards her eye and just all over the bib is usually usually pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's,
by the time we're done,
it's fun.
We
do a lot of the...
Especially when I'm giving her... midway through the lips, and she decides to go...
Oh, that's the best. Those...
Then it ends up in my eye, it ends up in her eye.
Oh, yeah.
And then she cries.
We do a lot of the the rice cereal.
Yes.
Which she's a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's fun with us is, you know, they're along the same, you know, growth plan type thing. I'm not sure size-wise. I don't remember who's bigger. Because they're both big babies.
Yeah, I think... I don't know, actually. Cause I think Maddie is bigger in the cheeks.
Because she looks like a squirrel.
It is so friggin' cute.
Dude, I don't think she has a neck.
She has a neck. You just haven't seen it yet. Try to... Okay, what you need to do is... when she's in a chair, right? Or when she's sitting up,
right?
You need to stand behind her and distract her with a toy so that she'll look up with you. And then quick, you gotta dive around the side.
To see the neck.
Because I don't think I saw... I actually saw... Emma's neck for like the first 3 or 4 weeks until finally one day she was just looking around, just looked up, and I was like, whoa, look at that.
She's got a neck.
You've got a whole jawline going on there.
Yeah. What's funny is I got over here tonight to your house and Emma's sitting there. She's sitting up on her own.
Yeah, she just started sitting up on her own. Yeah.
I'm playing.
It's awesome.
I was like, we've tried that, but Maddie's big head just weighs her down.
You know what? That's it. I think Maddie got it mostly in her head.
Yeah.
Emma got it mostly in her thighs.
Oh, I mean, Maddie's just, like, her belly is just, yeah, dude, she's, I think she's close to 17 pounds.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Sophia, who's going to be 3 in 2 weeks, is like 28 pounds.
Really? She's only 28 pounds?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Like, they are polar opposites as far as everything.
Wow.
Sophia would never eat. Like, she was underweight.
Okay.
You know, all throughout. She was a great sleeper.
Okay.
Maddie, it's, you know...
Eats everything, terrible
sleeper. Eats everything, and it's not that she's a terrible sleeper, it's just more difficult.
Gotcha.
Where, you know, Sophia was sleeping through the night easily, and Maddie, it's like, well, you never know. Sophia didn't get teeth literally until, like, 2 weeks before her first birthday.
Oh, really?
And, like, Maddie, I swear she's teething, like, her gums feel like she's gonna rip my hands off.
Yeah, she just started teething. We actually just picked up a new teether, which is freaking awesome. I think it's the Munchkins brand stage one, where it's basically got it's all silicone and it's got a ring on it like for a pacifier or like any really chew toy at all.
Okay.
And then it's got kind of like two wings off the top of it, like wing nuts.
Nice.
Which have little bristles and stuff like that, and we tried that out and she absolutely loves it.
Is it one that you freeze?
I think you can freeze it if you want.
Okay.
But it's mainly just like a silicone, just, you know, something for her to gnaw on. But with how she's been drooling and everything like that, and she's been starting to get, like, the rashes under her jaw and everything. So I think she's definitely starting.
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah. I can't wait for the molars.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, sleeping is going to be non-existent.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Life.
But that'll be a whole other episode.
Yeah.
In a couple of months once...
Once
the teeth start coming
through.
In.
Yeah, it's...
We'll probably do a whole thing dedicated to teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. I'm dreading it already.
I think by that time, you'll probably move from beer up to just straight tequila.
I'm not a tequila person. I've turned into a whiskey person.
Oh, a whiskey person.
Yeah, I got a bottle of Jameson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I probably inspired you.
It started with when, you know, we did our... when we, you know, drank with... Who do we have on the show? Oh, when we had Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Hamilton.
Ryan Hamilton on the show. And, you know, we were drinking some Jameson.
Yeah.
And then right around Christmas at my mom, my stepdad's, my brother-in-law, my other brother-in-law-to-be, and me.
Yeah.
We're just, might as well just get into the whiskey. So it's just...
Just dipping right in there, man.
That's what I was drinking at the wedding last weekend, was whiskey and Coke. I walked up to order something else, and the bartender just remembered and was just...
Nice.
I hadn't even said anything, and I had a drink in my hand. I was like, do I have a problem?
Well, we were actually talking about doing onesies, making our own onesies. And I think I have a little bit of a different idea than Carissa as far as the onesies I want to make. Like, I want to make a Yingling onesie and a Dos Equis onesie.
That would be awesome.
Some hardcore tequila-type onesie and, like bands from back in the day. Like the Clash. I'd totally make her a Clash onesie. Yeah.
See, I thought you were talking about making onesies for yourself, which would be
awesome. I will make onesies for myself one day.
What
I already have footy pajamas with snowflakes all over them.
That's awesome. What we need to get are the that Target, the grown-ups. There's Superman and Batman.
Yes, you can be Superman.
No.
Well, then we're both being Batman. Because I'm not being Superman. It's against my life credo.
Superman. That's all right. Speaking of life credos, I'm not speaking about life credos at all.
No.
Before we run out of time, where you can follow us on the Twitter sizers.
Right.
Twitter. You can follow the show at PB Dadcast. You can follow me, I'm Nick, at Brownie_22. You can follow Ben at
BKM505. And you can find this show, if you haven't already, on iTunes.
Yep.
Just
Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
And subscribe to the little thing. You'll see our little symbol up there. Be good.
Yeah, and you can, find us on lifeofdad.com.
Oh, yeah.
Under podcasts, under blogs, under otherwise awesome areas.
Pretty much.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That is a week in the life of us... Of us podcasting dads in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll have a guest again.
Yeah, been a little bit.
Things have been hectic the last couple weeks, but hopefully we can work it out where we'll start getting some guests on again.
Definitely.
Next week. Stay warm. Stay with power.
Yep.
Keep listening, sharing, liking, commenting.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
He's going to come right out and say it.
That was the awkward I love you. People didn't say I love you back. On that note, have a good week.